We're going to turn to Revelations chapter 2. And chapter 3. It'll be a long night tonight. I'm going to read the two chapters. They're all connected. It's all the one thing. And the word of the Lord says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. He walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labour, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast laboured, and hast not offended. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, write these things, saith he, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which I shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos, write these things, saith he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where the Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein hath the pious. Where's my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth? But I have a few things against thee, because I have there with them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak, and cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So has I also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God. He hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because I suffered that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And gave her space to repent for her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her unto a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto them, to him will I give a power over the nations, and he shall rule over them with a rod of iron. As vessels of the potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has ears, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things said he that hath seven spirits of God and seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and stand in the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore thou, therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because I have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them which dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more go out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church, the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful, and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold or hot. I wert that thou were cold or hot. So then, because I art lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased in goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Pray the Lord will bless the reading of his word for his name's sake. I want to look tonight at being an overcomer, But I want to look at these verses before the overcomer is mentioned. God is speaking to us. And I want you to look and see who it is that's speaking to us. All those descriptions at the first of every portion of the churches, a description. And that description is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of them. The first and the last. Two-edged sword. And it tells us there in the fourth one that he is the Son of God. So he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is Christ speaking. And that's what I want to lay before you tonight. It's nothing to do with me. I want to tell you what Christ is saying. And let's go back to The middle one, I have looked at that, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The first thing we see here in chapter 1, in the verse 2, or chapter 2 and verse 1, put it right way round, that Jesus Christ knows all about us. Every one of these portions, the churches, Christ knew all about them. And no men and women tonight, Christ knows all about us. We are the church of Christ. We are the church of the Lord. We are the people of the Lord. And the Lord knows each one of us by name. And he knows all about us. And, you know, some people take a great notion about themselves and think they're far from people. But, you know, there's a wee nursery rhyme one time, and there's a big fella, he put on his thumb and pulled out a plum, and he said, "What good boy am I?" I know a whole lot of people's like that. We think we're good, don't we? We think we're the best people that ever were. That God knows. That's the important thing. God knows whether we're good or bad. And if you looked at this church, this first church, you say they're good people. They love the Lord. They're working for the Lord. But you know, God saw different. And God saw into the heart. That's what God sees, into the heart. And he said, there in that verse, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because I have left thy first love." And every one of these portions, they're a type of some of us in this world who are followers of Christ. And the first one tells us we've left our first love. And he says, "Remember from whence you are fallen." Remember that time you were saved? You're on fire for the Lord. You'd want any place to hear the word of God preached. You were really burning with the fire of the Lord. Is that the way it is, Mary? Is someone else taking place of Christ in your heart? Something else taking place of Christ in your heart? No, this is good. It's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here, it's not me. And he says, "Except you repent, except you repent." You know, if we put something else in our hearts instead of Christ, then we need to repent. And we need to remember from whence we come from. And we need to go back to God. And back to that place where we were. That's the first church, the first people. There are six other churches, and similar things said about them. And we'll just go through them quickly for the sake of time. The church at Smyrna, chapter 1 and verse 8. In verse 9 it says, "I know thy works." And the tribulation and poverty. And he knows all about us. He says here, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall come of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and that ye may have tribulation 10 days. But he tells us here, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Be faithful unto death. Will we be faithful unto death? That's what Christ wants to know tonight. Will you die for God, for Christ? Will you die for him? Remember, the martyrs died, burned at the stake. Other people were tortured, torn asunder. But we do that for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he wants to know. And then there's the third church, the church of Pergamos. And it starts again. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And he says, you hold fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Asaphus was faithfully martyred. And thou was slain among them, who was slain among them, where Satan dwelleth. And he know you took the stand, he know the stand these people took against Satan and the devil. But he had an hour. He says, I have a few things against thee, because I held the doctrine of Balaam and taught Balak, casting a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Away a stumbling block before the people around us? Or are we living for God, knowing His will, doing His will? And he says here in verse 16, repent. Repent. Nearly all these churches were told to repent. Not them all, but most of them. Or else I will come quickly to thee and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. To him that overcometh I will give deed of the hidden honour. You know, it comes to the fourth church. Similar words. I know thy works, and the charity, and service, and faith, and patience. And the last be more than the first. Good workers for the church. Good charity for the church. Good service for the church. Good faith. Yet notice it in verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto Baals. No, Christ comes with these questions to us and puts them before us. How do we stand? How do we stand before God? He says, hold fast that which you have already. Hold it fast till I come. And then we go to the fifth church. And the church. And he says there in the verse 1, chapter 3, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, and that thou livest and art dead. That's a terrible thing to say. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. Thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain and that are ready today, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, another remember, therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. The fifth church comes the same thing. I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee. I'm sorry, I skipped one out. I skipped the fourth one out, I think. But we're going anyway. And it says here in the fifth, or the sixth church, it is now, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them as a synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which has come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. No man take thy crown. And then we come to the seventh church. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that they were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. We have a great church, great building. Are we seeing blessing? Are we cold of heart? Are we hot of heart? If it's Christ is asking a question here. These questions are coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming to our hearts. Coming to speak to us. I pray that you'll consider God's word. These words spoken by Christ to the churches in Asia. If one of these churches, what Jesus says, I know thy works, you can find yourself in that state, then don't despair. For Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Even though thou hast forsaken him and maybe cast him off or out of your heart, Jesus Christ hasn't forsaken us. If you look at chapter 3 and verse 20, he says there, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and be with him. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, because of these things, was outside the door. But he's not away. He's knelt. He's knelt at our heart's door. He wants to come in. He wants to sup with us. He wants to be in his rightful place in our heart. That's where Christ should be. Whenever we're saved, we say that wee little prayer, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in this day. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Is that what Christ does tonight? Is he in your heart? Are you serving him as he ought? Are you obeying him? You know, tonight, Jesus is ready to come in again. If you open the heart's door to him. And I want to take a look at being an overcomer. You know, we've read there 7 times about being an overcomer. The first one is in verse 7, chapter 2. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And the second one, down in verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. This is the promise of the Spirit of God. This is the Spirit of God speaking. This is not Christ speaking at this time. But the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is all one. But it says here the Spirit speak. And this is the Spirit speaking. And verse 17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. These are the blessings of God to him that will overcome. Verse 26, and he that overcometh and accepteth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as a vessel of a potter shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. Chapter 3 and verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 12, him that overcometh I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more go out. And I will write a new name, or write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And the seventh one, the last one, is in the verse 21. To him that overcometh I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. The Lord Jesus Christ overcame death and hell and the grave for you and for me. He is a great overcomer. The one that shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross and poured it out and suffered and bled and died that he might overcome. He might do the Father's will. He might see it fulfilled. He overcame all that we would be saved. We all understand that. He overcame everything for us. Will we be an overcomer for him? We need to think, men and women, how we live and what we do in this life. You know, it tells us, Jesus Christ obeyed his Father perfectly. Perfectly. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to obey him perfectly. It's not being perfect before we're saved, because no man's perfect in this world. But after we're saved, he wants us to obey him and be perfect. Be perfect as I am perfect, for I am perfect. Be ye holy, for I am holy. This is what Christ says in his book. And it's trusting in him completely, for it is in him that we can overcome. He says there in that last overcoming, even as I overcame and sat down with my Father in heaven and his throne. And you know, we can overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. And each one of us that have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ is an overcomer if they do his will. And that's why these things are written. That's why I read them out tonight. The Lord knows all about us. He knows how we're living. He knows the way that we take every morning. Are we living for him? He wants us to live for him. If you turn to John, 1 John, sorry about that. 1 John chapter 5. Tells us there in verse 4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can overcome all things. But that's what he tells us here. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And then the next verse tells us, who is he that overcometh the world? And how do we overcome the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Revelation chapter 12. You know, we read here of a great war in heaven, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, the kingdom of God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. Listen to this. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. That's a summary of what we read. They overcome with the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. You know, we were made to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That's why we were made. We're not made to do our own will. But Adam and Eve had done their own will and brought sin into the world. So therefore we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But Christ has shed his precious blood and he saved us. And all of us here tonight are saved, washed in the precious blood, ready for heaven. But we're not our own. We're Christ. So therefore, we have to obey him and do his will. And that's what he wants us to do. I was reading the night in Jeremiah chapter 7, the verse 20, well, verse 23. And I thought it just would tie in with this tonight. But this thing command I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people. And walk ye in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Obeying God, obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, doing his will. That's what we need to do. We need to live for him. I pray that the Lord might bless these few thoughts to your hearts, that you might listen to God, listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't listen to me, don't listen to what I said, but listen to what God has said in his word. And obey him. Obey him. Do his will. That's what he wants us to do in this life for him.